Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRC manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam MOLLE tubing for optimum results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesday and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans. Welcome to another great Tuesday for the Atomic Dog Grudge Madness show sponsored by Grudge Inc. Well, as everybody knows, it's the big weekend coming up, December 1st. Atomic Dog Show Enough Racing Ultimate Grudge Fest 3 going down in the great city of Crandall, which is outside of Dallas, Texas. December the 1st, look like things shaping up. Should be a good show. Weather's supposed to be great, especially for this time of year. We have a lot of guys talking about trying to get their last run in for the year before Christmas. So, hey, we want to welcome everybody out and hope guys come out and participate. Lock up, get your man, and make a great show. And have a good time, which is most important. Come out and have some fun, man. That's what it's all about. All right, with that being said, you know, I want to go see if there's anybody out there in Dallas area, around the States, or Houston area, that might have had a race this coming weekend, or this past weekend. They want to come on and talk about it. Also, for someone out there who have a show coming up, if you'd like to come on and promote your show, I always invite people to come on and promote your show, man. Put it out there. You got a lot of people listening to this radio show, and go back and review it over the internet. And, you know, hey, it's just another way to expose your race, you know, give it some exposure. So take advantage of it. It's for us. That being said, before we get off into tonight's topic and I come up and talk about this, I just want to give the people a chance to come on and talk about a race that happened or a lock in they want to do or upcoming show. So who we got?
Tracy, you don't have any hands up right now.
Okay, so I guess when the guys come on and might have an upcoming race they want to talk about it, they can talk about it. Tonight, what I want to talk about for some some things for tonight, guys, is it's being talked about a lot of places, and it's always a great thing to come on here and talk about some things that go on at the racetrack and what do races do in situations. And one of the situations that's been a big deal, it can also be a big deal here because it's about opinions and what people feel like is the right opinion to make, right choice to make based on decision. As we all know, in the game of grudge racing, since we start taking this stuff to the racetracks, in most, you know, cases, we always try to do the best we can to follow track rules. And some of the rules are self-explanatory, and some, you know, hey, they can be interpreted different ways by different folk all over the country. But on tonight's topic, you know, we're going to try to make some sense and get an understanding, because you never know when it falls in your own backyard and it can become a problem, and want to work on trying to eliminate some of these problems. Also, we got some people here that I hear about want to come on and try to lock some guys in tonight's show about, hey, get your man. Who do you want? Call them out, last race, find your man. You know you're going to the race this weekend. Hey, try to lock somebody up, try to make some fun out of it, try to bring some action. Who's scared and who's not? One of the people I know we got should be on the line and said he wants to do some talking, been talking a long time. We got Tinker. Also got a guy named John. These guys got some call outs, from my understanding, came to me. They want to try to get some people on the line and put them on blast about racing. So they do a whole lot of talking, don't do a whole lot of racing. But before we get to that, man, I want you to think about it, and I want everybody to chime in on this deal here, because it can go either way. It can be misinterpreted either way. And the biggest thing about the topic tonight is when you have money locked up and two cars out there racing, the DP man needs to be an honorable person and try to follow the ruling or the lockup close as possible. In this case here, it was two guys racing, and the car that won, his wind light came on. After his wind light come on, he crossed the center line, hit the wall in the other man's lane. In a case like that, who wins? In a case like that, who wins? I'm going to give my perspective of it. And the way I see it, as close as it is to the track rules is this. Someone come on, if you disagree, got another opinion, and try to make it make sense. I'm going to say this first. Before I get to it, I understand. A red light, you lose. Across the center line, you lose. I do understand the first or worst infraction. I do understand that. So I want to put that out there. But in this incident, this is what's the case. Two guys racing. The wind light come on for the guy that won. Once he passed the finish line, he crossed the center line and wrecked his car in the other man's lane. And just think about that. There's a lot of opinions. Folks push the one button and talk about it. My ruling on that would be the race is 660 feet. If I get the wind light and cross the center line after the finish line, I still win. At the time I cross the finish line, the race is now over. Anybody disagree? We want to go to the lines. We want to bring this discussion up. We want to talk about the block-in races. We just want to mix it up, man, and see what we come up with. Got any hands up?
Tinker, your mic is open.
How you doing, Sharon? How you doing today?
I'm fine. Hey, how are you? Hey, Chase, what's going on, man?
What's going on?
You got first I want to talk about is Larry Dean. He you know, he tried to put somebody else on me, and I too might have a problem with that, but I'd rather have him first, you know. He said he ain't got no nitrous, but okay, to make that fair, I give him one and one if he out there or anyone's family is out there. Okay, another thing. Oh, Cavalcade. I called Ellicat and got Cavalcade on the phone. He hollered about run for 5,000. And I don't think my car, his truck worth 5,000. You know what I'm saying? I don't run for 5,000. I told him I ain't running for no 5,000. He chased me all over Houston. I think we went to Ellicat race to run. So I've been trying to get back at him to run it. So I feel he's trying to buy a raid. I feel he's scared of me. I really feel he's scared of me. That's what I come to a conclusion. And that's,
so
that's what I hope.
You said you want to get. Oh, so first you want to get Larry Wheels on the phone?
Well, that's the same guy that was that we put on the show that time. That he give me everything in drag racing. He let me spray 500 shot a night. Whatever I want to do, he was gonna let me do it. But you know, he was just talking. So today he talked off and said that he, you know, he trying to put somebody else on me. So I feel he's scared too. He always have been scared of me. You know that. Yeah, he always been scared of me. He gonna continue being scared of me. Along with Cavalcade. Cavalcade, Cavalcade, we'll do it next year. Hell, I want to run this year, not next year. Next year ain't promised to nobody. He chased me all around Houston on his four-wheeler. I want to chase his ass to Dallas now. Why I can't chase him to Dallas? That's what I want to do. He chased me all in Houston. Coward ass.
Well, Tico, sound like Tico wants to see if we can get in touch with some of these people coming up at the end of the year. Want to get your ass kicking in for 2012? I guess we could. Which one you want to try to get first?
Well, either one of them. The one that's quicker. Larry, we can go to Seguin tomorrow and get this over with. And Cavalcade, we can go to Dallas on the first and get that one over with. But he said he want to do it next year. He tell me he want to run his back half. If he gets some heads in, I know protection 5,000. Make it his wild. And all that kind of shit, man. That's no protection talk. You know how they do.
Well, let's see if we can get Larry on the phone. I guess since you say Larry trying to get
John. You was right there when he tried to get John to run me. They want John to run my cousin. So really, they trying to stick John on the gun to keep him getting their own head cut off.
Well, let's see. We go see if we get Larry on the phone. You want Larry on the phone? You want John on the phone? Who you want on the phone? Both of them?
Both of them. Get Larry on the phone. I think my cousin Doug want to talk to him. They all want to pick on Doug down there because he don't run on nitrous. But hell, I got nitrous. Hell, I try any one of them else.
Okay, we'll get Larry on the phone and see if we get Doug and John on. So, can you see if we get Larry on the phone?
I'll try. In the meantime, I think Jackie Deaver may have some input on your topic. Jackie, you're my
spokesperson. Okay, go ahead, Wayne.
Hey.
What's up, Jack?
Hey, good evening. How's everybody doing tonight?
How you doing? All right. How you doing, man?
All right. Hey, listen, I just had some input on your topic tonight. My personal opinion on that is once the wind light is on, the race is over with. So I mean, if you cross the line, if you stop dead on the track or whatever after you pass the finish line, that's a done deal. So first or worst applies until the end of the racetrack. That's just the way that we've always raced, and that's the way I've understood it. So I'm just giving my input on it. And see what the rest of y'all think.
Yeah, that's exactly the way I thought it. That's exactly the way I see it. You know, there was a problem. I went to this past weekend. There was a big problem, a big confusion about, you know, guys felt like they didn't want to pay because it happened. But as you know, as you're racing 660 feet, if you make it in your lane 660 feet, your light come on. After your light come on, you cross over. The race is over before you cross over, so. The people might be
there,
but somebody got a mic over, they got a siren going.
That ain't me this time.
That's me, man. That's
me. So I'm not talking, siren going. So, you know, hey, we just want to put it out there, man, ask some guys what they think about that, because in the case it happened, there was a big confusion. If things could have got ugly, guys kept their money, two DPs, man, held, each of them held the money, and hey, things just didn't turn out right. It can easily happen around here because the understanding, what people believe in, what's right, what's not right, you know, I like to hear some opinions from somebody else. If they see it from a different perspective, we like to hear about it. So, going to the line on this.
The only exception I'd probably see to that would be, you know, if they was to hit the finish line cone as they were crossing over, because that would be, you know, that would be a questionable deal. But, I mean, if they go through the finish line cone clean, then, I mean, that's a done deal as far as I'm concerned.
I agree with you 100% on that, Jackie. That's just the way I see it, you know. But in the case like this, I elaborate on what you said. If they hit the cone, then if they hit that cone, they hadn't quite crossed yet. So in my case, if they hit that cone, that's infraction. So, you know, you gotta cross the finish line. So anybody else got a different opinion on that? Because some people believe different. So, hey, don't be shy, man. Push the one button. We like to hear what you got to say. We got no hands up, Sam. You must be in a private room talking. Okay, Jackie, for the weekend, what you got? How you looking? Once you come back.
We're inching it together. Still got to get the front end fit, and we're looking pretty good. We're gonna be there one way or the other. And looks like I may get another race with the Clark brothers. Looks like I talked to them earlier today, and think they're gonna show up and. We'll probably get something going on while we're out there as well.
Well, that'd be good, man. I've been getting some calls from some people that I wasn't expecting to get calls from. Being the last race, man, people just want to come out and participate and race the cars, man. It's the last big race. Hey, you know, hey, come on out and enjoy yourself, man. It's the last big show of the year, so hey, I invite them all to come on out, and we're going to try to have some fun and make some action, so... before the end of the year. Before that topic, you know, I want to hear what some other people got to say from a driver standpoint, people that hold people money at lock-in. What kind of call would you make, and why would you make that call, you know? We just like to hear what people have to say. There's a lot of opinions out there. We just like to hear, you know. But you just got to understand, as close as the rules go, and most of the time we go by any charity rules, these tracks, unless when you stipulate a rule. And I'm just going to say this so we'll know ahead of time. We got a locked-in race, and I'm going to say how this race is being skipped. These guys, and I'm speaking about, which is kind of different, but that's where they locked it in, and that's the way we're going to, I'm going to call it. And I'm going to speak about Tree Man's race and Reggie Rabbit's race that's going to happen before 4 o'clock. That race got to happen no later than 4 o'clock. Let me say no later than 4 o'clock. And when we say no later than 4 o'clock, this is meaning those guys have to be in the staging lanes in their car ready to go. No later than 4 o'clock. You can't have your car in the staging lane and you somewhere else. And when the other guy's in the staging lane and he's in his car, you have to be in your car, race ready, by 4 o'clock. So at 4 o'clock, if nothing happened, we're going to get you to the lights. But this is a unique deal about this race and the stipulations on this race. So people will know, you know, cause a lot of times you got guys betting in the stands and they don't understand. Tree Man and Reggie agreed to race each person. Tree Man drives his car. Reggie drives his car. They flip for the lanes when they get there. Where each guy contests in the lane that they're going to race in. Now, this was a stipulation that they agreed on. If any one of those guys break while they're at the racetrack, they have 1 hour to make the repair. That pushes the race no later than 5 o'clock. Here's another interesting step that they agreed on. If any one of those guys hit the wall but stay in their lane and make it to the finish line, it's a good race. Now, hear me out, because some people might not understand that, but these two guys agreed to that stipulation. If any one of them guys hit the wall but stay in their lane and make it to the finish line, it's a good race. So now you have it, because that's going to be a race that people are going to want to see, and they're going to be watching. So I just wanted to put it out there to let people know those are the steps. People bet on the side. Sometimes you need to understand, you know, stipulations of races. There was a comment on the board the other day I read on Hot Rod Gossip about somebody thinking stipulations, rules are stupid. Well, I made a remark about it. It's like this. I believe stipulations are good for the game, and the reason being, I think it helps the chances of a race going down to it would happen. Another thing, a guy travel with these cars, and if a person don't race, it gives him a chance to accumulate a little fuel money. So we always trying to work to make action. A stipulation for a locked-in race may not be for you, but just because it's not for you don't mean it's not good for the game. So I just wanted to say that and put that out there, you know. For the ones who think that it's good. For the ones who don't believe in it, you keep doing it the way you like to do it, each his own. So I'm going to go to the Lions, and I just want to put that out there, that race. That's a big race to be watched, and we're going to see what's happened. Also, Jackie, I'm going to stay on here because I know you have a race that you agreed upon to run, and you run is Dennis Shiger. Dennis Shiger is from down here in Austin. He have a black Cavalier turbo car. You stepped up to the plate. You know you're just getting your car back together. And you challenging Dennis, so that ought to be another good race to watch. I want to make note of this as a race. Trying, there's another race. I was talking to a guy. I was on a show, Big Corp show. There's a guy coming down here from Mississippi. Mississippi. Name is Gadget. I asked Gadget, is he looking for a man? He told me, Atomic Dog, I'm coming to Texas. They got a lot of ducks. And I seen them, and I'm going to pick me a duck out when I get there. So, just to let y'all know, Gadget from Mississippi's coming, and he say he got him a duck. So, if he walk up to you, you know you're a duck. So, hey, just make sure you're blinding, you know, Texas stand up. We're going to go to the line and see what we got and let some other folks talk. Go ahead.
Okay, Tinka, I tried to call both of the people that you were talking about, John and Larry, and neither of them chose to answer their phone. In the meantime, no, Nick, your mic is open.
Okay, I just want to say that on that racing, that most people that really want to, they be trying to race. So stipulations is to make a race. It ain't to stop the race. And like I said to you, most people that really want to race, they want you no matter how they get you. So they just try to race. So I think like you, Tracy, that, you know, ain't nothing wrong with a stipulation. It's fair and it's even that you got action at a race. So ain't nothing wrong with that. And I was just going to tell y'all, anybody that betting against King Arthur, I'm going to bet on King Arthur. Catch me at the track. Y'all can get my money. I'm going with his heart. If he get out there, he going to do something.
All right, man. I appreciate you coming on, and I kind of agree. You know, that's right. You know, guy trying to do a stipulation, a guy trying to race. A lot of guys sometimes step back, and they just yak, and at the end of the night, no race, and people going in there complain. There's a lot of standing around, a lot of talking, nobody racing. At least the stipulations help try to ensure the race. So we just got to just make sure, hey, we get the guys to make these tips to live by. So go online and see what other people got to say about the race and about the center line. I really like to hear some of the opinions, so I know there's some people out there think a little different. So let's hear from you.
Tony Thorne, your mic is open.
What's going on, Tom McDowell?
What's up, Tony? How you doing?
I'm doing great, doing great. Hey, man, are you bringing your car out to this event?
I broke my car on the East Coast. I hadn't got it back together. I heard it pretty good, so I ain't ready.
Yeah, Rodney wanted to steal on the office. And he also would like to run a Peanuts automatic Pro Mod car. And one more question. Why can he not get in this automatic backup class?
Say it again, Tony. I didn't quite understand. Say it again.
Why is it not? Y'all don't want Rodney to run the automatic Pro Mod class.
Why are we going to? I can't quite hear what you said. You said something about automatic Pro Mod class. What did you say?
It's my understanding is you do not want Rodney to run in your automatic Pro Mod class.
We're not gonna let him run, or we gonna let him run?
You're not. Why don't you let him run? You need another.
No, we're letting him run. No, we're letting him run. He called me and I told him yeah. Rodney called me. I believe it was Sunday, and I told him, yeah. He called me.
Oh, so he can run that class?
Yeah, he can run it. It's like this. That class is something that came up. Let me explain it like this. That race is something that came up just in the last week and a half, by trying to get some action with these big tire cars. I look at it like this. This is the last big grudge race of the year. Man, it's a class that, you know, a person not putting a big purse out there, guys getting together, they want to come out, shake their cars down, want to get some competition. They're going to agree to put up a certain amount of money, and they're going to win that money, let the guys get in. We understand it's not a Doug Reacher come or a Galen Smith come or one of them guys, but some of these guys that run some of these automatic Pro Mod classes, say something like, take the automatic Pro Mod class, you got nitrous cars and you got global cars, they run against each other in those classes. We're not letting these guys that go out there that we know can run sub, you know, 370s and something like that. No, that's different. But most of these other guys, man, these cars here, it's a time for them to, you know, hey, get them a shakedown pass and have a little fun. I said to myself, hey, man, why not? If they all put in, let them run for one or take off. It should be a fun thing. It's the end of the year. Why not? So I made the decision to do that to try to help make a show and let these guys come out with some of these cars. So I believe the racers will like it, and I believe the spectators will really enjoy it. So,
yeah, I talked to Rodney last night. I didn't get. I don't think we. I must have understood him, but my understanding is y'all didn't want him racing. But I'll tell him that he can race. He really wants to line up in another lane beside you, and he really wants to line up in another lane beside Peanut. Sure enough, no racing or whatever that's called.
I could assure you this. I'm probably going to be the sickest person at the track because my car is broke and I can't run it. You know, just to let everybody know, me and Tree Man was locked in to do this race. We was already locked in to do this race. So I'm probably just as sick as him wanting to race somebody. The fact that it's the last race of the year and I won't be able to participate in it because my car ain't together. So.
Well, I can
understand. I'm just a city, but I assure you this. We'll have our day to lock horns, and some of these big top cars, man, we're going to try to put them together at, you know, at this show, and some of the other guys have shows to try to find some of these big top cars to get in. And we got, you know, we just got to do what we got to do to try to help make shows for the fans and get some enjoyment out of it. That's why, you know, hey, me and Tina, we talked about it, and I said, man, why not? It's the last race. Let the guys in. I saw the post that Rodney put on the internet and somebody answered him, but no, he got in touch with me, and I say Sunday night and I talked to him. I said, come out and enjoy yourself, man. So that's what it's about.
Well, I understand. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he'll be there. He was wanting to grunt race somebody, but if he can get that class, he'll be there. Well, I mean, I know some guys, some other guys coming with cars that might want to do some racing. Maybe they'll come on. Maybe they know Rodney. I'm not sure. If they think they can do something with him, they can come on the line and we can try to get him on the phone and see if he want to entertain them. So, exactly. I know my buddy that's running Dennis that's from down here. I know he's doing something with Jackie Divas, you know. He actually was trying to, you know, he wanted to make a race with Roy. He just said, man, he just wanted to do it for a little fun, for a little money. He wanted to make a race with Roy and him. You know, I'm not quite sure if I got 100% on what Roy and them going to do. I know they got three men's car, and they're going to be here. But Roy might come on and talk about what he's going to do, what he's not going to do. I know he got a show coming up, so he might come on and talk about that a little bit. Man, it's like I can say it again. It's the last race of the year. People just trying to, they got to call some people. The weather's supposed to be real nice, especially this time of year. Hey, man, get out and have some fun, man, and hope the spectators enjoy it. Tony,
what is your take on crossing the center line? What do you think on the topic about crossing the center line? What is your take on it?
I think you cross the center line before the finish line. You're out, whatever happens, man. After the finish line is that happens. But when
line comes on, that guy wins. If you hit the cones at the finish line, then that means you crossed the center line before the finish line. You lost. Yeah. I agree on that too.
After you cross the finish line, my understanding, even in NHRA, if you cross the center line after the finish line, you still win.
Yeah. That's right, so. Okay, so
yeah.
What you got? I heard one of you guys at the camp. I'm not exactly sure who he is. Who was up 94? He's kind of been calling somebody that wanted to run. He's after camp, ain't he?
Yeah, we're bringing three or four cars out there. We'll be racing.
Okay.
You know we're coming out there to race.
You got somebody in mind?
I don't know who he's got in mind. I've been out of town for about 6 days. I just got back. I don't know what's going on yet. I haven't talked to him. I'll talk to him tomorrow. I think he's supposed to race a big walk. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Huh. We'll see then. We'll see you out there. And, you know, hope everybody enjoyed it.
I'm pretty sure we're going to run boosted with Noah's car. And if that baller wants some of Bull's car, I guess he can have some of it, too. I don't really know. I know boosted, but I don't know the other guys. Like I said, when we come out there, we're going to race.
Okay, well, hang around. Maybe somebody might want to holler at you about something or somebody in your camp. We'll see. So,
I'll go to the line and see what the other folks got to say.
Okay.
I'll be here.
What we got?
Freaky, your mic is open.
What's up, Freaky Joe?
What up, Freaky? What do you know?
Hey, Joe, do you remember that race that was up in Denton, the one that we went to, right?
Which race?
The one up in Denton.
Tony Thorne's race, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you remember when Birdman paid out that Funk Out money?
When Birdman paid it out? Yeah.
So what was the deal between the other dude and the Trigger Man on the stipulations and that caused that big commotion?
Oh, on that deal that was on the side, he said that Trigger Man, he said that Trigger Man betted him that they was going, that the Nightmare car was going to run Tony Thorne. You know, he told him that they was going to run Tony Thorne, and they had a bet.
Right.
Birdman wanted to run the Nightmare, so they paid the Punk out to Tony Thorne so they can get the back tie from Birdman. So Birdman and them stepped up and paid the Punk out. Once they paid the Punk out to Tony Thorne, that race was dead.
Okay, so who was right and who was wrong?
The person on the side, you know,
he just agreed that they was going to race. But if they don't race, they pay. So once they pay, that unlocks them for that race. So that race is called out. So the guy who was going to bet Treatment don't have a bet because that race is paid out like on a forfeit. That's
right.
Like if you were to blow your motor and you're going to run Tony, you would still have to pay Tony the $500 because you blew your motor at the track. If you and a guy got a $500 on the side, of course you can't run. You paid for that. You paid for that mistake. The guy on the side, he keeps his money. Trigger Man keeps his money. Nobody gets money. He's not going to blow his motor, pay Tony, and then come tell you, man, I got to pay you because I didn't run. See, there was a stipulation why they didn't run, so people have to understand what's the agreement. And when they're locking their money in on the side and they don't know what's happening up front, they need to try to find out what's the deal because something that was a big argument about that. And, you know, a guy came to me and Trigger Man came to me, and I kind of spoke on it. And once I spoke on it, he said to me that he kind of knew and he didn't really understand it like that, so he didn't know. But after I explained it to him, he kind of he rolled on it. Just sometimes, you know, you get the track man, you get a learning situation for you. So it's always good to get a clear understanding. So that's what the deal was on that one.
Yeah, because it's always something different. I mean, like the more like you go to the track and then you learn about different situations, then the more people can like explain to the person that really don't know, I guess.
Yeah, he said that he was kind of new to it. He didn't understand. He just knew that they didn't race, and just because they didn't race, he thought that Trigger Man owed him the money. But he didn't understand. They paid. They was paid. They paid the man. They pulled the run, and then once they paid him, that nullified the race. That there wasn't no race. They paid to get out of that race.
Right. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right. I'll be down there Saturday. What time is it open up? 12?
No. The gates open up at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock in the morning, man. We're going to go during the daytime. You know, you never know about any weather this time of year, so you have to schedule your race, you know, early up in the day, try to take advantage of the heat and sunshine and be out, you know. Just so happened that this weekend looks like, according to the forecast, it should be a really nice weekend, especially for a December day. It's supposed to be 74 degrees and a partly cloudy and sunny and the high. It's 74 and the low is 56. So, hey, for this time of year, man, that's real good weather. So, it'll be nice. So,
Appreciate it.
Go to the line and see what we got next. Good question, though, Freak. It was a good question to bring up. Now, some people you never know might be on the side and might be betting. And sometimes you can come on these shows and ask these questions and you can kind of learn something. Because sometimes, as we know, in the stands, man, I don't see any people in the stands getting misunderstandings about a red light, who pays, or whatever, you know. So I go both ways. So it was always good to try to learn some knowledge about the game and how it goes. Especially when you're dealing with people, you know, just crossing state lines. Because, hey, man, trust me, some people, you know, the understanding can be bad and they believe they look at it different ways.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go to the line and see what we got.
504-5048, your mic is open. 504-5048, your mic is open.
Well, I guess they don't want to talk or they're not listening.
832-5881, your mic is open. 832-5881, your mic is open. Okay, Casey, those are all the hands up right now.
Okay, if you people sitting back quiet, got a lot of people on here, got a full house. People don't want to push the one button. If you got somebody out there you want to call out or you want to try to make some action this weekend, push the one button. Don't be shy, man. It's the end of the year. Want to go out and have a good time. Want to try to get some more locked-in races and see what's going to happen. You know, it should be some action. And some people in the house want to do some big things, you know, so come on here and talk about it. You know, I know earlier, I'm going to say this because I know Tinker said it earlier, but it was somebody was calling for Tinker to run on motor. So Tinker did say he would run his car on motor. So if there's somebody out there, you know, hey, like that opportunity, don't have nitrous, you might want to try some on motor. I know Tinker was talking about that. He wouldn't mind doing it. So just put that out there.
Thank you.
what we got. People sitting back kind of quiet. There's a lot of hands out there. People not talking. Everybody sitting back. Wonder why they're so quiet today. It's a big weekend coming up. Let me say this while I'm on it. I know there was a few people that came to the races last time we had August 17th, and we asked them. They was worried about refund. You have your ticket. You come back. We're going to honor it. You know, we're going to honor it. So we just want to make sure those people that came and paid and got rained out, that make sure that, hey, you get your money's worth, and we don't want to charge you again. Is there any other hands up? Anybody else want to talk about something? I want to make some sense out the nonsense about
214-3261. Your mic is open.
Hey, well, how y'all doing?
All right.
Hey, this Reggie, you mentioned something about tickets or whatever. When we came to that race, we didn't get no ticket.
You didn't get no what side were you on?
What do you mean, what side? It wasn't but one side. What
side did you call it?
On side. If you didn't get no ticket,
I don't know,
side,
man. I went through the gate. I'm the guy that came up to you and asked you was you going to, if you were going to still run Purple Rain or not, I was going to put some in on it. But I don't know what. We just came through the gate.
Okay,
we always
okay.
Come
Yeah, you did. I remember. Hey, just holler at the man when you get there. Come get me. I remember you came up and asked about that. Yeah. And we're going to take care of you. Was there. I remember that.
All right, bud.
Yeah. Okay.
Huh?
512-7570. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Trey?
What's up?
Hello?
Who is this?
This Steve.
What's up, Steve?
Hey, not much. Hey, man, Tracy, I just want to call, man. I want to ask a question, well, especially you, and I want to holler at Tinker Two Wheels Online. What is it about losing losing a race? You got a lot of guys around here in my area where I'm at, man. They talk all that smack, man. And then when it come down to doing some running, man, they run, duck, and hide, and they supposed to be online and get caught. They ain't nowhere to be found. I'm calling folks, too, trying to find out what's going on. And you know, I'm gonna ask somebody that got a lot of experience in this firsthand. What's up? Well, okay, so who's scared to lose a race, man? What is it? Take a testicle? You know, does it cripple you, or does it take an eyesight from you, or something, or what? I mean, these guys are around here, when it's time to run, I didn't see a lot of tails just get tucked, or folks get nervous, what is this, man? What is it with being nervous to run a race? Hell, you can get a car that's faster than the next car. I seen the fast car don't always win. Y'all said that even I didn't seen that before. You never know. You got a race car, but this is the thing. A person that get in a class or index or whatever, or bracket racing or whatever, and they'll have to run somebody next to them. And, I mean, you, and then when somebody else calls you out, you get nervous. I mean, you run your car hard with the person next to you from somewhere else you don't know. I mean, what is the difference? And I hope the people that I'm talking about is listening. You know, I mean, because I done seen about 5 races get set up around in my area, and ain't nothing never happened, man. You know, folks talk all that jive, man, and nothing never happened. What do you have a car for?
Okay, let your folks know where you're from, because it sounds like you're talking about, you see a lot and you hear a lot from people in your area. Tell the folks where you're from, and put it like this, man. We on here, we want to know who these people are. Some of these people stay in the bushes, and they stay in the bushes. So, hey, put the names out there who some of these people are.
Well, I'm going to use it for instance, man. You know, we got a – yesterday it was supposed to be a race that was set up, and I was around. So I got hands-on, and I vouched it. A guy wanted to call out. He you know, did pretty good. His car's tuned up right. He's running good. So – he said, well, hell, I've been wanting to run Doug. And Doug, too, been coming up there, man, and talking about he want to run everybody and want to do this and that. And you know, now the man called the man, and y'all specifically told him, man, we're going to talk about it on the show. You told him you was busy. We'll talk about it today. Now, y'all been calling the man. I've been calling the man. His name is John. Good dude. I know him. But what the hell is wrong? Why is this man ain't answering his phone? You know, what's going on? And where's Doug at? Is anybody trying to, you know, get his feedback on what's going on? This stuff's been going on for, in my eyesight, over a year now. And we, man, and, you know, it just get deeper than that, man. Is anybody going to run each other or is they going to, I mean, what's going on, man? I mean, what's this, I mean, it's getting old hearing about I run you, I do this and that. Now folks get their chance to go on and put it out there on the air, and y'all been calling their number, I've been calling their number, and hell, I mean, shit, the phone bill's paid up, you got race car. I mean, somebody needs to do some running, man, you know? I was talking to Tinker about it earlier, man. You know, I mean, it's getting, Tinker done had to drop all the way down to saying he'll run on the motor now. Now, he's, you know, he's doing something that he don't usually do, so, and he still can't get a race? I mean, what's going on? And I don't want nobody to get online and do all that talking and don't want to go do no running tomorrow or this weekend, man. You know, because it's getting old, man. It's getting old, man. You know, and I just want to know, and I'm sitting here with my woman, and I'm asking, man, what is wrong with losing? If you lose a race, then you'll know what you need to do to come back and win the next time. I mean, you ain't going to win every one of them. I mean, I know somebody would like to, but, I mean, it's getting old. Is they scared or do they? I mean, you know, then you got these folks picking numbers. Well, this person will run a certain number, and I feel like my number is faster than him. And, you know, all this showing tickets and all that stuff. Man, that the amount of ticket don't mean nothing, man. That's
so the guys showing their tickets, what they trying to do, race stop?
I mean, that's what they...
The guys showing their tickets, they trying to race stop or what?
It's so crazy, man. These folks is tying each other up with tickets and around here, man, with tickets and showing tickets and all this and that. And, you know, I mean, I'm lost, man. I'm not understanding what's going on.
So you said, I heard you say Doug and George, John, is he on?
I mean, I heard yesterday, right in my face, the man say he wanted to run Doug. You know, and I mean, you know, the man say he was gonna answer the phone when y'all call it. Well, man, you know the show is from 7 to 9, man. Everybody in Texas know that, man. It's simple. Answer your goddamn phone. You know, it's not hard, man. You know, I mean, you just got to push one goddamn button, get online, and speak your mind. You know, don't nobody need nobody to talk for them and all this and that. And, you know, I've been just holding out listening to the show, man. I'm to the point now where, hell, I can't. I might get in my car, drive to work and race when they motherfuckers, they feel like they'll run, hell, anything. Because this shit here, get this. I don't understand it. You spend this money building cars and talk all this shit, and then you don't want to go down there and do nothing. This, I mean, goddamn, man. You know, it's getting old, man. Excuse my language, but...
Let's see if we can get Doug on the phone. Sharon, if you try to get Doug, do you have Doug's phone number?
I don't have Doug's phone number.
Okay, well, hold on.
Hey, Sharon.
Hold on, because if you don't get his phone number over the air, I'll get you in the car with me.
Okay.
Somebody's got an echo.
I got Doug's phone number. I just texted to you.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be nice. Maybe Doug have something to say on that, man. Because I know Doug's a good guy. Got a nice running car, man. If John want to call him out, he just come to this and finally got him a decent number. Then Doug been doing this, and I feel like. You know, and I know John now, and he's part of my people now, and I just feel like I'm going to go against the grain one time. I feel like Doug is a better driver.
Is John on here?
Can't get him on the line, man.
You can't get John here?
He's not on the line.
Where's Tinker? That's the guy Tinker was talking about. Tinker.
Yeah, you got. Come on, Case, what's going on? Hello?
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
You didn't get in touch with John?
I couldn't get John on the phone.
You couldn't get him on the phone?
See if Sharon can get Doug on the phone. I talked to Doug today. Doug said he'll run him on the motor, you know.
I'm going to text the Doug number right now.
You going to text him or you going to call him?
We're going to get you in a second. You must be by internet. Take a call. Hear your phone answer.
That wasn't Tinker, that was Steve.
Huh?
Okay, we'll see if we can get him on there.
Steve, you either are on a phone or you're real close to it to a computer that has a show on the internet because we're echoing real bad.
No, that's not my phone. I don't have. I'm.
Say something now, Tracy, please.
Yeah, I don't hear it now.
Okay, I closed Steve's mic. That was him.
Yeah. Okay, go to line and see who else got something to say. Got a lot of hands out here. A lot of people out here. They're afraid to push the one button and talk and give me some conversation.
Hey,
Trace, what's going on, bro?
What up, Zach? How you doing?
This ain't no Zach. This Jackie, man. Big Jack.
It's Jackie. Okay, I see Zach up there. What's up, Jackie?
What's up, bro? Hey, back to what the same thing Reggie said. They didn't give us no ticket last time we went through the gate. You know, so Lorenzo, I had talked to Lorenzo. He's supposed to tell me what to do.
Yeah, just get with it. It was people that came down. Just give me the ticket, man. And Jackie, I know who you are, though. So, and we're going to make sure
okay.
We on it, man. We're going to make sure we on it. You know, we won't.
Listen, man. You know, come up with the black and bad. You know, I'm like to get us that money, man. And so, if you can get it to the Bird Man and his crew, tell him I got a fat nickel, man. I'm some racing, man. If Bird Man and his crew listening, y'all know how to get in touch with Big Jack. I got a fat nickel. I'm going to go with that boy Motion, man. I'll go on my homeboy Darryl.
Okay, let's see. Birdman and them usually be on here. Somebody on his crew usually be on here. If not, we get give him a call. Some of his crew usually. If anybody from the Birdman crew on here, push the one button. If not, get him on here. They usually be on here. So let's look around and see if we see him. If not, we'll get him on here. Jack don't go nowhere. Because Birdman and them, they talk about betting. So we want to make
sure
we
can
talk to them.
We can lock the bet in any way they want to do it, man. If he show up, it's a bet no matter what. I'm not going to talk about it or nothing. We can get a money with somebody else or whatever. I don't care.
Okay, we'll see if we can get somebody from the Birdman.
You got it, bro.
Okay, you're saying this Jack, right?
Yeah, this Jack.
This Jack. Okay,
yeah.
Jack. Okay, we'll see. You know, if he's on it, we'll let her look around and see if she find him. See if we get him, so.
All right, bro. Appreciate it.
Just hang on.
I'm here.
Mute
okay.
Your phone for me, though, please.
Yes,
me
ma'am.
I'm
reading
just
it right now, Ms. Sarah.
Okay, thanks. Okay, I tried to get Doug on the phone. Doug did not answer his phone.
Okay, well, did you hear him? He's looking for one of the Birdman crew. Somebody want to talk to the Birdman crew? You got one on the line. They know I'm going to be out here. And now can you call him, somebody from the Birdman crew?
Okay. Go on with the show, and I'll try to get him on the line. You've got one hand up right now.
Let me talk to him.
214-3454. Your mic is open. 214-3454. Your mic is open. Okay, Tracy, go on with the show. And
maybe they don't realize. Okay. Maybe they don't realize the hand is up. So
I'm going to open up a few of these mics that I closed earlier because there was some background noise. I'm going to open up. You've got anybody who's talked already, I'm going to open your mic back up. But if you're not talking right now, just push the mute button on your phone so that we don't get your background noise. And I will try to get Birdman on the line.
Okay, so hey, anybody got something to say on a nice topic about a lock in a potential race? Hey, let's hear about it. You know, we got some people out there got their hands up. We got a lot of people on here, and a lot of people sitting back looking. We had some guys on here who was interested in me, man. Was being on Facebook, had some youngsters on here, and they were talking about doing some feed racing with the best of money. So some youngsters, they sound like they want to come and have some fun. They was taking on a few people, so I'm making some comments on the internet. So I wanted a bit of them on here. So I know offhand one of them was Zach, and the other one, I believe, name was Reese. If any one of them guys on here, they were challenging people to a foot race. As everybody knows, normally when we do these grudge races lately. I guess one of the main things, it started off last year when we went to Hattiesburg, Mississippi, to visit the East NGRA. It seemed like things jumped off with Batman and Cowboy doing the foot race. It looked like just about every time we do one of these races again, we went out to South Carolina last year, and lo and behold, hey, it took off on a feet again between King Arthur and a guy from North Carolina, Buddy Glow. Same thing followed up when we came to Houston, Texas. Trigger Man and Cowboy against King Arthur. King Arthur against Chucky. So, you know, hey, man, believe it or not, he got the start. If it ain't even on the track, some of these guys are trying to get their man on feet. So we had two youngsters been posting stuff all over the Internet. I don't know if any of you guys seen it. Zachary and Reese. I believe Reese is the son of, Sinbad. Out of Houston, his son. So they try to challenge a few guys on their feet. So, hey, you never know. Come Saturday down in Dallas Raceway, we probably have another foot race that jump off and people trying to get them in, get money any kind of way they can. So it's always good to see some of the youngsters just get in, sound like they like it, and it's fun. So, hey, man, I take my hats off to them. So anybody else got something they want to chime in and say, something they want to talk about? Bring up something that's very interesting. We all can learn something from. Push the one button. The ones who talk, your mic is open. So, hey, help me out here. I see you out there. Help me out. Don't everybody talk at one time. Nobody want to talk. Everybody want to sit back. There are a lot of people on here. We got a full house. There's a lot of people on here. Questions. Go ahead.
I have Birdman on the phone. He only has a minute, so Birdman, Big Jackie, go ahead.
Yeah, what's going on? What's up, Birdman? Hey, how you doing, bro?
Pretty good. Working in Louisiana right now.
Okay, this is Big Jack, man. I want to try to see if I can lock 500 in, man. I'm going to go with Daryl. You know, y'all took my money the last time. I'm going to try it again.
I'd have to call Jamie because they're trying their best to get the car back together. I told Tracy last week we broke it running a quarter mile, but they are thrashing. The car's broke, but they're trying to fix it, and we're going to try to test Friday to be up there Saturday. We're doing our best. We're trying to get our motor back.
Good luck, man. Good luck. If you get it back, you know me, you can do it again. If you don't get it back, hey, I understand. We ain't got no problem.
We're trying. They're supposed to give us our motor back tomorrow. We've already rented the track for Friday to test, so we didn't even got the car running. So we were that confident we're going to get it. We rented the track. So we're doing our best to get up there.
Okay, bro. No problem.
We broke it last weekend and tried to run a quarter mile and took out two pistons, but we're tracked, so we're trying to be there.
Well, you know how I am. I'm right there, so just let me know.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, brother.
All right, then. Just got to wait and see on that one. So, anybody else got comments? They want to bring up something? Boy, I can't believe it. Can't get some of these guys on the line. Like Steve was saying, some of these guys up this way, they talk a whole lot of stuff about these calls, and then when God call them out, they kind of run to the bushes. I don't quite understand it, but sometimes we're going to shake that bush, so to get them out of here. So. Someone, talk to me. Tell me about something. What do you say about this guy coming? I need to find out for sure, because this guy coming from Mississippi, Gadget. I need to find a Gadget on here or somebody from Mississippi. How Gadget sit? I don't exactly know how he sits. Somebody come over and tell me how Gadget sits so you guys down here know how he sits. You got Big, is Big Clark out there, Gadget out there, somebody from Mississippi area? Sharon, see if you can get Gadget on the phone.
I'll try to get Gadget on the phone. You've got a couple of hands up in the meantime.
Okay, go ahead. We got
210-5579. Your mic is open. 210-5579. Your mic is open. Your mic is open.
That's me, Ms. Sharon.
Yes.
That's Tree Man.
Go ahead, Tree Man.
Hey,
what's up, Tree Man? What's going on?
Hey, you was on, did you listen to Post-Op Joe's show last night?
Yeah, I was on that.
I'm just going to bring that up. He was making a valid point on that, if he the VP, man, he calling the race. If you step up there and choose the lane, that's the lane you bought. And, you know, even though they try to make a discrepancy out of it, but like he said, if you want to reserve your lane, if you flip the coin and you win lane choice, you tell a man later on, your VP man, say, I'm going to choose my lane later on. That'll reserve your lane. But other than that, they say, if you pick a lane, you bought it. And I'm pretty much in 100% agreement with him.
Well, this is, I understand that, and that's right. This is like this. If y'all pick a lane and y'all have a DP man, and the DP is just man don't know, you say, hey, I pick a lane. The DP man don't have no idea what lane you got. You say, I tell you the lane when I get there. So the DP man have no knowledge of it. So whichever lane he pick at that time, he have lane choice if you get a lane choice. But if you got a DP man and y'all using that DP man to stay in the middle and call it right, if you tell that DP man, when y'all flip a lane, you tell that DP man, hey, I got this lane. Hey, if you tell them you got that lane, regardless of what happens, that's the lane you got. Because now you lock it in saying that you got that lane. So I agree with him. DP man don't have no knowledge of it. All we know is, say, for instance, if you were giving him the back tie, the guy giving something, he had a lane choice, and he picked. So, you know, in a case like this, it's a little different. But if y'all lock in, whatever lane you pick, that's the lane you go by, because it's locked in as far as the DP is concerned. So. Yeah, I agree with you on that one, man. So, you know, and sometimes if some stuff come on, I don't know if you was on that last night, Tree Man. I'm going to say this, because things like it never go away, and I guess I'm going to be just as guilty of the person that kind of helped carry it on, but I kind of heard something last night, and the reason why I'm saying it is because, Tree Man, you down here from Texas, and this happened, this transpired in Louisiana, and the deal about this was, you know, Boone came on. He's new to the game of trying to be a DP, so he was kind of thrown in a situation without understanding everything. But I heard Boone last night speaking to at Louisiana on the show last night, one of his coach shows. They were talking, and he was saying that he felt like if he had to do it all over again, he would have paid. Now, when I heard him say that, I was sitting back listening, and you know, I say, and I'm wondering why we had to pay Woodley, and he paid Tree Man, and from the story that I got, Tree Man, when I heard the story, because you called me, and then Boom explained it to me, based on how it was explained to me at the time, I said that Tree Man was supposed to get paid, and you got paid. But now that it came a big thing and it's still being talked about, Boone was telling Bullet that he would have Bullet. And this was a confusing factor to me, and we're going to try to use this as a learning experience so it won't happen no more. And this is what the story was when I heard him say that. He said Tree Man wanted the money when it became dark. And both guys were supposed to be in the staging lane racing before it got dark. But once it got dark, Tree Man came to him wanting the money. But he said, but Tree Man was not in the staging lane ready to go before it got dark. He came when it got dark, and Bullet was on the starting line getting ready to make a pass at dark. And he told him, man, he treated me as trying to get his money. Bullet trying to make him a shakedown. Bullet said, well, if that's the case, I'm ready to go next. And Tree Man said, no, if not, I want my DP money. So it didn't happen. So after the fact, I heard Boom last night saying, looking at it, he should have paid Bullet because Bullet was in the staging lane and he said he won't make it past here running just like this. But what he failed to understand was this. He said Bullet was on the starting line, but it was dark. And then when I heard him say that, I said, man, you're still making mistakes, because the agreement was y'all was to run before dark. So even him saying that again, he still got it wrong, and I hope he's listening and trying to learn. Man, you change your story based on all the information, but you still change it for a bad call. But even though Bullet was ready to run, and he said he won't make it shake down and he'll run right now, he used the word Bullet was on the starting line, but it was dark. In a case like that, he still would be wrong, because they were supposed to run on the agreement with before dark. And looking at it, from my opinion, it's just my opinion, if it had to be done all over again, me personally, just looking at it, I would have gave each person their money back, given all the circumstances that I now hear, based on what Boone said. And the reason being is this, Street Man, he said you came to him to get the money when it was dark, but before dark, he said that you wasn't in a change lane either. That's why he was going to take Bullet, because Bullet was there. But Bullet was there, it was dark. So in that case,
Tracy,
if you look at it like that, to me,
Tracy,
you know,
Tracy,
go ahead.
Hold up. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
can you hear me? Look, man, I'm going to show you something. Boom, Big Boom mailed me them CDs from that race. And I was looking at them CDs. So they cut the part out. The man was trying to make a hit in the dark. They cut that out. See, I was going to show that. I'll show that to the world. The man was sitting on the track trying to make a hit in the dark. They cut that out the CD. You see what I'm saying? They cut that out the CD. Now, okay, I'm going to show you something. On that tape, you can see them trying to make a hit. At 5:30, they was trying to make a hit. They shook the tire, broke something. Okay, they over there working on the car. So why is my car going to be sitting in the staging lane when they over there working on his car? Now, they over there working on his car.
Let me find something. I heard you just say right now, why would you be in the staging lane? And this is what I'm going to tell you. I would be in the staging lane before dark and stand there until it got dark. Then you in the staging lane ready to go. You know they're not going to make it, but you was where you were supposed to be. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
That way, you in the staging lane ready to go. They don't come, it's dark, I sit there, it gets dark, pay me my money, no questions asked. You see what I'm saying? And looking at the whole circumstance where he is, if you would have been in the staging lane, and sat there until it got dark, you can get out of your car and make that call and not get paid. And there would be no break. But if you didn't have your car, based on what I'm hearing this, you didn't have your car in the staging lane, then, you know, it kind of, both people, in my opinion, I would have to say, man, with three men in the staging lane, either one of them already fell off, both people would have got their money back.
Check this out, man.
And all everything I heard now.
Check this out. And I put this on everything I love, man. I'm going to show you something. Like I say, my car sit there ready since 3 o'clock. Now, I wouldn't know sitting me sit there holding up them people lane, this, that, and other, because we waiting on them folks to fix their transmission. Now, when they pull up there to make a hit, they sitting on the track in the dark. That's why I'm like, look here. Okay, now, okay, they came over all kind of stuff. I see, you know, Mississippi, stick with Mississippi. I see where, you know, where he's going with it. But it's like this here. And I mean, I feel it with 100%. When my car went down that track in that left lane, they called out my 60-foot. As far as I'm concerned, they didn't want to race. They still don't want to race. Now, that man was told to sit his car on that starting line. I was told to go get my car. He said, I'm going to sit here until you go get your car. We ran up the tires. They pulled their car back to the trail. Okay, now what? I done offered the man tickets. They still don't want to race. Say, dog, I'm going to show you something, man. All them folks stick together down there. You can say what you want to say. When that man called out my 60-foot in that left lane, and I warned the lanes out to run down the right lane, they wouldn't go race no way. Why you don't want to race now? I'm just trying to give him Texas. I wanted to race him.
Yeah.
But,
well,
I mean, you know, everybody can look at it the way they want to look at it. That race, you know.
Yeah.
Like
ain't
I said,
no doubt in my mind, you want, ain't no doubt in my mind that you want to race and you was going to race him. And all I'm saying is based on everything I'm hearing, and you even verified it, you said it. They was working on their car. Why would you go through the stage lane? And I was just trying to make some sense out of the nonsense to show you why, if you would have been in the stage lane, even if you had to sit there, you ready to go with your car, they don't come, then you get paid. See, now you take all the gray area out of it. That's Tony. The only thing based on what he said, and you can't even verify what he said because you said, why would you be sitting there? So that tells me that you wouldn't have because you knew that they wasn't going to be there. Taking your business according to your agreement first, and then that way, you did everything you supposed to have done because you was in the state line before dark, ready to go. And it would have been nothing they could have said.
I see your point on that also. Like I said, after that happened, Aiden came over with a million studs. I asked for all the money. Oh, that's a bunch of bullshit, man. But anyway, I understand with the point you're saying. I understand the point you're making. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But for Big Boone don't know the rules, so he'll never hold no more of my money, no way. I mean, I'll be looking for somebody who know the rules. We didn't have a chance.
Yeah.
The lady said she wouldn't have. I'm quite sure Bunny know the rules. But I figure like, well, Bunny on that end, she got to keep peace with some people on that end. I mean, for me on that, I mean, I'll be looking for the person that know what they doing that's going to do the right thing. Because I ain't with all that shit. I come to fight. I mean, I come to race. Come out of all that old bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The first thing. Huh?
Just like what you're saying, and I think I saw Reggie them on here, too. Just to reiterate, you know y'all deal, and I was saying it so people know y'all deal. It be race ready. No, y'all, no later than 4 o'clock. So I'm telling you right now, I'm just, you know, hey, it's not my job to do it, but as a courtesy, I can say, hey, man, look, if you're not in that lane, it's 3:45, I might come say, hey, man, look, it's 3:45, it's 30 minutes before 4, you know, just to let y'all know, hey, man, it won't be no problem. So at 4:01, if nobody's in the lane and they car ready to go, then we already know that, hey, the punk guy's going to get paid, y'all going to need renegotiate another deal. What I'm saying, make sure you, and I hope Reggie's on here, so I don't want to be one-sided and not repeat it to Reggie, because if I see Reggie at the track Saturday, I'm going to tell Reggie the same thing. Make sure y'all make no questions about it. Y'all in them staging lanes ready to go before it gets to be 4 o'clock. That way we won't have this problem. All the other rules, pre-made, you know I text them to you. So you got them. I text them to Reggie. So he got them. I got them locked in my phone. This is something, man, that we don't want to continue to have it from track to track. To, you know, put a bad reputation on these Texas guys, these Mississippi guys, and these Louisiana guys. We want to make sure that we try to follow our agreements to the best of our knowledge. That's what I intend to do. So I'm going to try to follow it just the way y'all agreed on it. And I'm going to call it straight down the middle, just the way y'all agreed. So just make sure, you know.
I heard the rules. I'm cool with it. I'll be there early. Shit. I was in Mississippi, I'll be there when the goddamn gates open. Make it here so my car. I ain't going to get there at 9, 10, 11 o'clock. Next time I'm waiting on him driving. His mama ain't called and gave me the money and all that old bullshit. I'll be there early. I'll be the main money in my car and be ready to go. That's just the way I do it. So,
okay.
I mean, I ain't with all that old bullshit, man.
Okay. That's cool. Okay, we're going to go to the line, man. See what we got.
Tracy, I got Gadget on for you. Gadget, your mic is open.
Tracy, what's going on, man?
What up, Gadget? I know you. I was telling the guy that Gadget's coming from Mississippi. You know, he ain't trying to lock in. You said you're going to, when you get here, you already got you. You're going to pick your duck out. So I was just letting these Texas guys know that Gadget says a bunch of ducks in Texas. So, you know, I'm going to put the bulls out on your back. Guys want to know how you sit, man. How you sit?
Oh, I'm sitting, man. I'm a back half car. Got a back half car. I'm sitting on 29 regulars. No willy bar. And I got a single carburetor, big block.
Back half on 29.
Right,
so
back half on
29. And what you saying, you coming duck hunting down here? Know what you told me?
I'm coming duck hunting down there, man. I think I got a wounded duck down there. You know, I like all my stuff soft, and I don't like it hard.
Coming down there, if he cannot pluck
a duck. I'll be down there with Tony Bynum and the crew. We're all coming together, you know. We're all coming together, and I'll be with them.
And you look, and you're going to pluck your duck. So, okay, we got some folks out here on 29. Yeah, it's coming, and, you know, he going to pluck a duck. So,
well,
me
and Lil Johnny are going to be together. I'm going to pick up and pick Lil Johnny up. We're going to be together.
Lil Johnny?
Yeah.
All right.
You know, Lil Johnny, my partner.
Johnny with the Camaro?
Yeah, Johnny with the Camaro, from my Shreveport,
yeah.
Or Bramlin. Yeah, that's my partner.
He got it back together, eh?
No, he gonna be he gonna ride with me.
He's gonna ride with you, okay. All right,
he's gonna ride with me, you know.
Yeah, I know these people down there, so I guess we just have to see. You know, you come in duck hunting, so hey, Texas guy knows. You actually come in duck hunting in Texas, what he's saying. On 29.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Is Alley Cat going to be there?
Alley Cat, you know, told me that he was going to be there. I don't know if Alley Cat's on the line. What you got? It might be some folks in it. It's a lot of folks from Houston on there. What you got on your mind?
I don't know. Alley Cat said he said he been looking for me for a minute. I'm just trying to see where Alley Cat going to be there. He said I've been running from him.
You've been running from him, huh?
Yeah,
well, Alley Cat
used
to be on here, though.
Probably looking for him tonight.
Well, if somebody can get Alley Cat, tell him Gad you want to see. Let him know he's going to be in town. He's been looking for me. He's going duck hunting, so I'm going to have to let Alley Cat come on here and
I like Alley Cat. See, that's kind of duck that fly low. I can knock his ass off quick.
Well, how about Horace? Is Horace out there? Horace roll with Alley Cat. Got a Houston boy. Got a lot of Houston members out there. Somebody better call you. Better call and let him know, man. Man, somebody knocked him off, so. Somebody better
call you. Yeah, I want to bring this up too, Tracy. You know, me and Big Clark, you know. Me and Big Clark got a show, you know, the Junkyard Speedway the next day. So we all going to leave your show. We're going to have a good time in your show. I hope we bring some money back. We're coming straight to Canton, Mississippi.
Canton. But how far is that from here?
About a 5.5-hour drive.
About 5.5-hour drive?
Yeah,
yeah,
5.5 hours.
People, you know, if they can't make it, I know y'all do got another show coming up pretty early in the year too, right?
Yeah, that's Fairway tonight, pre-Mardi Gras shootout.
Tell folks while you're on here, Gaddy, tell the folks what you got coming up, because we're going to try to come down there. You're a big shark, Chloe, man. You show, you know, we're going to try to support each other, man, you know. So tell the folks on here. There's a lot of folks on here. They don't know about the show. They ain't on all them other shows, so they don't know.
Yeah.
Gaddy, I got Alley Cat on the line.
Alley Cat!
Hey, what it is, man?
What's going on with you?
You know what's going on. You know what time it is.
You going to be down there?
Yeah, I'm going to be down there, and I ain't going to be bashful either.
You going to be what now?
I'm not going to be bashful either.
Oh, okay. Well, I ain't have no problem with that, man. Man, you can do something, you know. Well, I get
okay.
There, you know, man, you can get down.
Yeah.
I know you don't have no 29s on your car. I already know that.
What you feel?
I'm not going to ask you to strip your car, okay?
Yeah.
You and you only. I'm going to let you run your car.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
And I'm going to be on 29 regular. No Willy Bar.
Oh, well, goddamn.
I still got the same car.
I'll take that, then. What time you going to get there?
I'm trying to get there around about 9, 10 o'clock.
Okay, then I'm gonna come over and find you by 12 o'clock.
All right. Well, you see my trailer? You know what my shit look like.
Okay. All right then.
I'm getting the goddamn way. Okay.
Give me a minute, man. I'm at the job still. I'm in the break room, so I'm gonna get off in a few minutes.
All right.
I'm going to hit you right back, Gadget. Okay.
Okay, then.
Oh, okay, Gadget. Go on, tell me about what you got coming up. You're a big clock down there.
Yeah, Fairway tonight, we got a pre-Mardi Gras shootout. It's Grudge Inc. sponsoring, you know. And when we got all the boys from Chicago, Big Drag, Biz, Chemo, man, all the boys from Alabama, DJ Grant, Butt Naked, Tony Bynes, man, I hope some people are going to be there, man, because like I said, that's sad in Hattiesburg, everybody raising motorcycles. So we doing something for the folks, you know, that's sad. And we're going to have Pro Mod, we're getting away money, but we're getting all that stuff together. We're going to post all that, too. Probably about another week or two, we're getting everything together because we're trying to get sponsors, you know, to take care of the classes and stuff.
That's the Saturday
for
Fat Tuesday, right?
Right, Saturday for Fat Tuesday, yeah. Big Clark is locked up with Big Drag. Big Drag going to give him the back tie.
Little Red Riding Hood and locked up with Three Love from Chicago. And I'm trying to lock up with Lit Tony or Kenya from Detroit.
From Detroit, Michigan.
Yep.
Yeah, right. That ought to be, we're going to try to get down there, man. That ought to be a good thing. So, as a person who's got attitude, so, you know, it
right.
is the weekend. So, hey, most people that come in, they either leave out here that Sunday or that Monday anyway. So, hey, you know, I'd come down there and try to support you. I'm going to try to be in the house, man.
Well, I appreciate it. Like I said, we're coming up there to support your show. And I hope everything goes well.
Yeah, we hope so. Hope crowds come out and they can have fun, man. And that's what it's all about. So we're going to constantly try to make action. We like to see you the guys coming this way. So we got to go that way and pay y'all a visit, too. So.
Yeah, well, I hope we come back with the money. We come back with the money, you know. We come way over there and we need to come back with the money. So I'm quite sure we're going to knock a couple people out.
I don't know how much you're going to come back when you come over here duck hunting, man. I mean, you know, don't come over here. Don't let the duck shoot you now.
Well, anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
I'm going to tell you like I tell all these people down here in Mississippi. I call all race cars a regular, so you're going to pick something. So anything can happen.
That's right. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
I know. Okay. All right, man. Well, somebody call on you, just hang on. Somebody might call on you. We're going to go to the line and see who else got something to say.
Okay, then.
Roy James, your mic is open. Roy, your mic
What's
is
up?
Open.
What's going on, Trace?
What up, Roy? How you doing?
Hey, now put Gadget back on the phone.
Okay. He listen.
Gadget.
What's up, Roy?
What's going on, man?
Man, you got it, man. I'm going to call you today. I swear to God, I'm going to call you today and ask you about
your date. Boy, you've been lying ever since I met you, because I know you're lying now. You wanna
well, Roy, if I keep on lying, if I just keep on lying, Roy, it'd be okay.
Yeah, how you doing? You going to make the trip down? Make the trip down there to Dallas?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were
more.
All right. We're going to try to support you, because we ain't never been to your race down there. We used to go to Mississippi to that Mardi Gras deal.
When we leave Lena Saturday, we're all going to go down south, go to Hattiesburg that Sunday.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's
yeah, we're going
to
try to come support you. You say you're having an automatic pro on down there?
Yeah, we're gonna have me and Big Clark, we're getting together now. We're gonna have a pro march shootout too. You know, we're gonna
come up with
sponsors, no, so sponsor the class.
Okay, all right, that'll work. Yeah. I just wanted to holler at you. I missed you last time, cause you know me, you go way back.
Oh yeah. And I will be at your race. I got your date. I will be at your race,
yeah.
Martin Luther King, February 19th.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's a 2-day meet, 19 and the 20, 2 days.
Right.
Uh-huh, okay. Yeah, uh-huh.
But the thing I didn't have, I had a question more about one of your dates. Is one of your dates on Friday?
No, it's on the night. It's on Saturday and a Sunday.
No, I'm
it's on the
19th.
I know, Roy, I think he's having that July date, that 4th of July.
The 4th of July. Yeah,
on the
July.
On the schedule.
Yeah, on 4th of July, I think it's... It's on a Saturday because I never race on a Friday. Either it's going to be on a Saturday or Sunday. But that's down the line. But, you know, you have plenty of time when
okay,
I post
well,
no, again.
See, I got a flyer.
Yeah.
See, I'm doing I got a flyer. I got your name on it. And I got on that Fairweather 5th. But it's going to be Fairweather 6th then.
No, not
Fairweather. My bad. July the 6th.
It's July, It's always... after the 4th of July. He's running the 4th of July race.
Well, that's going to be a Saturday. Okay, I got it now.
Yeah, it's going to be a Saturday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been wanting to talk to you, too, because I've been your partner. I hadn't talked to him in a long time.
Yeah, old Maurice, yeah.
Yeah, Maurice, yeah. But anyway, come on down and support that race in Dallas that Tracy and them giving. We're all... Well, gonna be there.
I'm glad to see you. Hey, and we got something for you, too.
Oh, hell, what the hell is that?
All right, you just come on down. We got something for you.
Okay.
Hey, Roy.
Coming out. We come.
Hey, Roy. Hey, Roy.
Okay.
Hey, Roy. Hey, Roy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if you know this guy. You know, I'm broke, so I ain't going to be able to race. This guy got an automatic Pro Marta, and Tony Thorn was on here talking about he want to be there and he was looking for a race. I don't know if you was on here early and heard him say that or not.
No, I just got on.
He's from Dallas. He got an automatic Pro Marta, and they said mm-hmm. he was looking for a race. So is Tony Thorn, I'm going to let Tony kind of tell you. Tony still on there?
Tony dropped off.
Tony dropped off?
Yeah.
That's what he said? Wiley?
You know how I do it, Trace. If anybody want, you know, race or stuff, you know, two of them got to make that decision. I don't make the decision. You know,
yeah,
if they
yeah.
want, you know, yeah. But we're not
going to do it.
But I usually let them make the decision, you know, who, you know, about the racing part.
Yeah.
I just
back
them up. You know, whatever they want
yeah.
to do, it's fine with me. Yeah.
See if we can get Tony Thorn on. I was telling him that I'm broke and I'm not going to have my car down
yeah.
there, but he's from around here. You might know him. Y'all might know him. See if we can get Tony Thorn on there.
Tony said his name was Rodney.
Rodney Watley.
Oh, I ain't never heard of him.
Yeah, he's from around.
But if he be at the track and we decide to run, you know, we're gonna come, you know, we'll decide, you know, if we want to do something.
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, he was asking me about him. I told him, you know, what the situation was, so. But,
Yeah.
Hey, Roy, okay, you want to let us your race? What's this, Johnny? You might want to tell everybody what you got coming up. You know, you might want to let them know.
Oh, yeah, I'm having a race, Martin Luther King 19 and 20, two-day meet, and I'm trying to get it all together here so we can, you know, I want everybody to, you know, come support. You know, we all going to support each other, you know. Tracy's been doing a good job and trying to get everything. People don't give races on top of each other, trying to lock some in before the time, and I think that's a good idea.
We're going to be down there to support you, man. So, you know, take advantage of this.
Yeah.
Every weekend, come on there, man, and announce your show and let people know what you got going on. So, you know,
yeah.
we all work
yeah.
together and try to, you know, help each other promote their race on these shows here. It's probably the better show for the fans. So, you know, that's what it's all about. So.
Yeah. Is Peanut got his car back together?
He don't have it. He's supposed to have his new car back together. Sometime in January, he got his old chassis car, but his new one. He said it'd be January before we get it back together. You got something you want to say to him about that car? Oh, wait a minute! I just got to say.
No.
Let me read it. That's from the Peanut account. Let me see what this guy's saying. Let me see. Okay. You know, Galen Craddock had a whole 63 split when the car met Roy.
Yeah, I've seen it before.
You seen it before? That's the car Rodney Wally got. I just received a text. Yeah, that's the car that he got. And they say he might be looking for a race. It's an automatic Pro Mod. And he might be looking for a race. So tell Tweed and them about it. Tweed and them might know him. Just tell him it's Galen Craddock, old 63 Smith, won the Corvette.
Okay. Hey, Trace, so on your race, you going to try to get a big tire class and we all get together and put in and y'all put some on top of it?
Now that's what I was explaining earlier in the show. The other classes we had from the race that rained out, we only know those classes because that's what we advertise. This big time deal here, Roy, is the end of the year. And a lot of people been calling about races. So we get to the track, we let them know we'll have some kind of big time race. Y'all put in, we'll put in, and man, we're going to take off. You know, but we're not just going to limit it. It'll be some, just like y'all do with automatic Pro Mod. You know, you got two cars in there that got a blower. But we not going, you know, you're not going, of course, we're not going to have Galen, Barney, Hunter Smith in there and Frankie Taylor in there. You know, them guys, we get them guys in another league. But, you know, some of the other guys that's not as quick like Jackie Divas, you know, and Quad Brothers, and you know, all them cars, they not down at, like, you know, gating them. So it'll be a few blow calls, and I'm like, this is whatever everybody agreed to put in, man. We just gonna kind of put in with them, and people say that they want to run it the last race of the season, so might as well let the big tires have some action, man. So we got people want to come out, but you know, just to let you know, like Dennis bringing his turbo car. He on 10.5. He said he don't care. He just want to come. So it's the last race, man. People just, the weather gonna be good. They want to run that car, so we're gonna have something for big tires. Whatever y'all agree to put in, it's 8 cars, 6 cars, 10 cars, whatever it is. And hey, what everybody agreed to put in, they want to take all and try to make a show, win a little money, let the fans see some big tire action. So that's where we stand with it. You know, some of you guys want to run heads up. So like I told you on the phone, Jack and D was already locked up a little something to run Dennis. So they got a little agreement on something like that. So, you know, I heard that Jackie told me he potentially got another race. So, you know, people with the big tires going to try to make a little action. So, you know, you didn't know you got your car out there. Your car looking pretty good. So, hey, it ought to be something. It ought to be something. You know what I mean? So, we just see what happens.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to hang around. We're going to go to the line and see what else somebody got to say.
Boom, your mic is open.
What'd you say, Atomic Cone?
What's up, Boom? What's up?
Oh, man, just sitting here and listening to your show, man. I tried to get on early. You were still kind of full. I had to try to pull some power moves to get on, man, so I could pay my respects to the racing world, man.
I heard that, man. I heard that. I was kind of elaborating a little bit about what you were talking about, you know, try to, we always got to clear it up a little bit, you know, about some understanding about what people said about how they feel like they ain't going to run. I just kind of reiterated on it a little bit before I was on last night. I was hearing you talk.
Right.
And I'm going to say this, Boom, because I don't know, and it's just my opinion. I'm going to say it because I heard you say it last night about, and I'm backing up a little bit because, Boom, you said you just got on. And I want to say it to you because it's a teachable moment for you, too.
Right.
You was a DP man in Trey Man and Bullet Race. And you was on the Winter Dog Show, right? Cold Killer Show.
Jay Barnes. Yeah.
Jay Barnes Cold Killer Show last night. You was on Jay Barnes Cold Killer Girl Inc. Show last night. And I heard you say, you know, that, you know, you didn't quite, you kind of got through into something. But after thinking about it, you know, if you had to do it all over again, I heard you say you would have paid Bullet. The reason why I heard you say you would have paid Bullet, you said because Bullet was on the storyline. He had said that he wouldn't make the pass, he would run right now. But you also said it was dark. And you said Tree Man wasn't in the lane at all. Based on your information, you said if you had to do it over again, you felt like you should have paid Bullet because Bullet was on the starting line agreeing to do it, correct?
Right. But what I'm saying is Bullet was in the staging lane before dark. By the time he got to the light, it was dark.
Yeah. But
they was running the 6 on the 7 on class. Bullet couldn't just go around that class and make a test hit. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
So That's why Bullet made the statement. Okay, you want punk out money? I'm ready to race. Let's do it right now.
I know. Last night on your show, you said Bullet was getting ready to make a pass. He was on the start line. He was getting ready to make a pass.
Right.
And he agreed at that point while he was up on the start line. That, you know, I heard you say Bullet said, that's right. I won't do it. Tell him to come on right now. Right?
Yeah.
That's right. And he was on the start line, and he would have cut his car off and just did it right then, right?
Right. He made them cut his car off, yes.
Okay, now stop. When he cut his car off and told him, tell him to come right now, was it dark? You said last night it was dark.
Right.
Okay. Now, with that being said, if he was on the start line, he's going to make a shake dance. He figured out what happened. He just said, to hell with it. Tell him come right now. You said he made him turn his car off and tell him he ain't come right now. At that point,
right.
Now I'm going to agree to do it, but you see, it was dark. Now, in that case, you knew before it got dark, it runs that whole path, Tree Man still hadn't made it to the staging lane. So, therefore, if Dolphin Bullet said, okay, I do it now, it is dark. Last night you said, look at it now, you would have paid Bullet. I heard you say that it was Dolphin Bullet cut his call. Tree Man not there either. Looking at all the circumstances and all the evidence that's coming in now, based on you, I would have made a decision and say, hey, each person gets their money back. Bullet is dark, Tree Man, you never made it to the stage you ain't before dark.
Right, absolutely. But the reason why I said what I said is because Bullet's car was pulled by his four-wheeler to the staging lane at dusk dark. It was not dark. By the time
he got
to Kansas, it was dark.
I know, but you said Bullet didn't agree to do it because he needed to make a straight path. Even though he pulled to the staging lane before dark, his interpretation was, I'm going to make me a straight path.
Somebody got background, Summit.
Somebody got background. Somebody mute that mic. Yeah, he was in the stage lane, not ready to race, ready to make a shakedown. That time he's on the starting line, it's already dark.
Right.
He said, cut my call, tell him to come right now. It's already dark. You see what I'm saying? So he wasn't ready to do it. He didn't change his mind until he was on the starting line, and it's already dark. So in that case, Dreamer not in the stage lane either. In that case, guess what? My opinion. Based on the incoming evidence now, I would say, man,
okay, well,
Tree Man,
you
want to get up, y'all both get your money back.
Let me ask you this question right here, Tommy Dawg. Why, when Bullet was sitting in the staging lanes waiting to go make a test hit, this man that wanted this BP money didn't go to him and say something to him about the BP money then? Or why did he just simply pull up his four-wheeler and just pull his car around to the staging lanes and say, well, I'm ready to race. You finna go make a test, but it's finna get dark. You know what I'm saying? I mean, how can you pay a man DP money to race for dark and he ain't ready to race himself?
I told Tree Man the same thing. I said, Tree Man, in the case listening to what everything was said, the man said he would have paid Bullet, but the time Bullet agreed, he was on the starting line, got my car off his dark. Tree Man never had made it to the staging lane. Tree Man said, Tracy, why would I go to the staging lane and I know that man is not going to make it? He's back there working on his car. I told Tree Man this. Tree Man, I would have pulled in that staging lane before it got dark and just sat there. Let the people go around me. My money is locked in. I got to try to get my money. Take this man come if you don't. I got to try to make that money. I sat there. Lee, you took care of your business. The part of the agreement you agreed on being in the staging lane. Ready to go before dark.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of your business first. You see what I'm saying?
But
when
also,
Tree Man
also,
said he wasn't out with his car, I told Tree Man, after hearing all the evidence, I told Tree Man, in that case, I would have gave these person their money back.
Well,
Because neither one of y'all ended up
the agreement. Right. Huh? Due to the circumstances, I kind of felt bad after all this year. The reason why I say that is because me, I don't know if you know me, I'm a very thorough type person, but when you catch me working and doing what I do, which is filming, and I'm doing something that's other than filming, I get thrown all the way off. I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. It was a very unfortunate situation for me. You know what I'm saying? But due to what the situation was and the environment that it was, I was real happy that the man said, paid the man, you know what I'm saying, which leads to my only opinion of what I said on that show last night. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad that it did work out the way it did work out, and we're talking about it and, you know, throwing it up and everything like that there. But at the same time, you know, I just hated to have it like that there. I probably won't ever be a DP man without being dedicated to what I'm doing in the DP, because I was a random pick DP man. So when I am picked to be that designated person, I promise I'll be on, like stank on shit. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I really clicked on one. To tell you that I'm listening to your show, man, and I'm enjoying the show, man. It sounds like it's going to be great, decent the first. I can tell y'all this year, Boomer Wheels is going to be live in effect in the house. We're bringing Louisiana down there to represent in Dallas. Just give you a little news report, Atomic Dawg. You do already know that Tree Man is locked in. You locked it in with my vice governor, which is Mr. Reggie Rabbit. He's locked in. some more news report that a lot of people don't understand. You know, we're going down to Florida, too, to represent Louisiana. I'm representing Florida also. My vice governor is also locked in with Mr. Edmund Hall. So Louisiana stepping up. I mean, it sounds like only one person is stepping up right now. But if things work out like Lynchmaw wants to, I think Mr. Lynchmaw has plans on coming down because he called me and inquired upon your race December the 1st. So I think he's trying to get that peanut in him for some unknown reason. But like I said, that's the report coming out of Louisiana. Those are the only ones that I know at the moment that's going to make that ride to Dallas for your show that's been bugging, you know, been, you know, tapping in on my line, letting me know about what they're going to do. But we're going to be in full effect at your race, Tom McDowell. And I don't know who the other guy was. Was it Roy?
Yeah, Roy's on here. Yeah, Roy's on here.
Okay. Yeah, but I want Mr. Roy to know that we're a lot of Louisiana guys are down now, but I do know they religiously, because I over the years I've been hearing about them. I've never been there before, but they've been religiously coming out of Louisiana to his Mardi Gras show. I do know a lot of guys that's about to be ready. It's going to be ready. That's all they want to know. It's the Martin Luther King race in Houston, you know what I'm saying? So we all going to come up in Houston. We're going to support. And like I said, that is a good thing, Gadget and them doing about the for the promoters and all that good stuff, man. And we all on the same page. We ain't stacking races on top of races, man. That is something good. We needed that, man. And I want to tell Gadget and Big Clark and them, I thank them for doing that because it's very important. And you can see, the effect of someone putting on a race on top of your race. Like I was telling Edmund Hall, man, Edmund Hall was speaking a while ago. You know, Edmund got a race in March, the end of March in Montgomery, and he told me because I inquired to him to speak with Gadget. And if anyone on this phone is listening, you're a promoter. It is very good and very a good idea if you can get with Gadget. He has a calendar. He will let you know, like, this is my race in mid. I think I got a race. I'm only doing two this year coming in. And I think it's July, I said 28th or 29th, I said. And then Gadget and Big Car comes and says, boom, you know, Biz and I'm doing something up in Detroit, you know what I'm saying? So watch here. Now watch what Boom going to do. Boom going to rethink his race now for July. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's all about doing respect and planning. And it's enough planning and enough time out here for all of us to go out and plan and put our races in perspective. You understand me? And, you know, they got some people out here do three races a year, but it's enough room for you to replan and stuff. You know, you don't have to be staying firm on a lot of things. Like I don't know, Tommy, if you listen to what Dogner was saying on the shows about my race. You know, my race is March 9th, and it's got two other people that's putting on races with my race. You know what I'm saying? That is fine.
Yep.
That is fine, because we're all promoters and we all have our ways of promoting. But at the same time, you know, it's all on what you got going on and what the nearest person has going on with themselves, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, for instance, if they say a person got a race going on the East Coast, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people that's putting on races in Mississippi probably won't get an opportunity to go to the East Coast because they probably won't. The Louisianans and the Texas people to come to Mississippi today. You know, so you have to weigh all that stuff out, and I'm not going to sit there on anybody's show and say, hey, well, I'm putting on my, I have my day first, and I'm going to, you know, I know I'm not going to do that, because give a Boom going to do. Boom going to go to anybody's show that's local, it's out for. I done been to make it. I done been to all the different places. Yeah. You know, my truck is down, but my truck is coming up within the next week. Matter of fact, one of my trucks is running now. I got another truck, a bigger truck that's coming up. Probably 2 or 3 weeks I'm coming up. So, hey, you know what I'm saying? Boom is a razor. I'm a femur, but I'm also a razor. So y'all can look forward to Boom on Wheels coming to town near you. But with
all
that,
right,
I know I'm long-winded, Atomic Dog, but I just want all the racers to know, man. Hey.
Hey, well, that's what it's all about, Boom. That's what we do as voters, try to go out and make races, man. And sometimes, you know, a lot of races be close to each other, you know. I had a race June, the same, just for me. I had a race that was scheduled in June. It was a lot of races being scheduled around that time. There was a race going on, another race got scheduled right before my time. You know, I called people and told people, look, there's too many races in June. I'm going to get out of it. I'm going to let that guy have it. I don't want to be that close to that show. So, you know, I backed out of that race for some reason. You know, I don't want to be guilty of something that I stand to do different from. So, you know, I had to back off a show just because it was kind of close. to a show, and it, like I say, even, you know, the schedules came out, but, you know, if you got these shows, you know, 3 weeks apart or something like that, man, I think it's a good thing, but sometimes trying to have them, you know, 1 week and then the next week, I think it waters down the show when the fans don't, they got to, you don't get as many people to travel many places when they like that because people kind of get wore out, so we all got to try to work together. Right now, you know, some of the races are spread it out, and some of them are kind of a little tight, but, hey, we just got to keep working at what we do, man, and try to make these shows successful and get a fan something to see. So it's good to know that, you know, hey, we're getting people from out of state to travel around, and we got to go out there and travel to support them. So, hey, with that being said, man, I'm going to go to the line. Is there any more comments? Anybody else?
214-7393. Your mic is open. 214-7393. Your mic is open.
Maybe they want to talk. Maybe they accidentally pushed the one button. If you don't want to talk, push the one button again. Take your hand down.
Those are the only hands up right now, Tracy.
Okay, I see a lot of people sitting out here. Show still full, man. And a lot of people, I guess, just coming on with information, man. I guess they just waiting to see for the big weekend coming up this weekend, man. Should be a lot of action, you know. Hey, we're going to go out there, and the man is promising me the track is going to be good. And if it's not good, he's going to drag it and try to make it good. So just remember that, man. You want people to come out, be safe traveling, and have a safe trip down the track and just try to have some fun for the end of the year, man. So, hey, if nobody else don't have another, you got another comment? Oh, shut up. Go ahead.
Let everybody know that the track will be open on Friday.
Yeah, the track will be open on Friday for Test and Tune. The track will open up at 6 o'clock. I believe it's 6 to 12 o'clock on Friday. It might go a little. There's a lot of calls out there still. They say they probably go a little later, but the track will be open for Test and Tune on that Friday. So feel free to come on out, man, and try to get your feel for the track that day. Weather should be good, so. Anybody else got any more comments? Got some news they want to bring out there? Something they want to share? Somebody want to lock in? I cannot believe that Texas let Gadget come on here and call them ducks, and nobody stepped up to run a back-ass car on 29. And the man just told Alicat, and which Alicat them said that they're going to buy them, so at least you got somebody going to mix it up with them. But, man, I know it's some car down there in the Dallas area probably can take care of that. But maybe they want to sneak up on him, so we're going to let that be. Anybody else got anything to say? If not, man, we're going to call it a night, and we'll go do some final comments, and we'll get out of here. And with that being said, man, we're going to let everybody come and say a last peek before we get ready to make a big weekend. We're going to go to Mike and do final comments. We only got about 15 minutes.
Tracy, before we do final comments, Lorenzo was on the line earlier. He had his hand up. Lorenzo, if you're still out there, put your hand back up. Maybe you want to give a little bit of information about the 580, the 7-0 class. Okay, guess not.
Where did Lorenzo go?
I have no idea.
I thought I seen another hand pop up.
Okay. Final comment.
Lorenzo, not there? Okay, go ahead.
Roy James, your final comment.
Hello?
Yeah, Roy, your mic is open. Your final comment.
My final comment is we're going to make the race Saturday, and I hope everybody get there safe and have a good time.
Hey, Roy, before you go, everybody don't know. You got some shirts. And won't you tell the folks what your shirt say, Roy? Tell the folks what your shirt say, Roy.
they want to know. They want to know what my shirt say.
Yeah,
I tell you what.
Know what your shirt say.
I'm not going to tell them. They just be on my plenty of T-shirts to sell so they can wear one. And then they'll know what it say all the time.
I heard that. I saw that turn out there. Oh, see. Okay.
Yeah. So we'll be there.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Trina, and your final comment.
You hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Well, let me ask a question first. I mean, if I'm pushing this one button, I can't get back in. What's the problem with that?
Your mic is already open.
Oh, so if it's open, it just stays open. That what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't close your mouth.
Oh, okay. Well, my final comment is this. I was trying to come in on what Boom was saying. But it's like this here. I feel like the only really mistake that was made, that it wasn't a time set. You see what I'm saying? Because if it would have been a time set for 5 o'clock, bam, that would have been over with. You see what I'm saying? I'm done with that. I'm going to leave that in the past, man. That's my final comment.
All right, man. Hey, good luck to you this weekend.
Big Jackie, your final comment.
Big Jack gone. Okay.
Freaky, your final comment.
What's up, Miss Sharon? I want everybody to get down there safe. Have a good race, man. It sounds like Tracy and Peanut are going to put together a nice little race, and it's going to be big tie, small tie, medium tie. So it's all kind of races, and everybody should enjoy themselves and get their money's worth. Everybody be safe.
All right, Pete.
Tinker, your final comment.
Thank you, everybody, for saying that. Y'all have a good weekend.
Every time you
Boom, your final comment.
Oh, yeah. I just want to let everybody, all the racers know that it's going down December 1st in Dallas. This is my first trip to Dallas. I already know off the top I'm going to have fun there. I'm going to meet a lot of nice people there. I'll probably be there Friday because I want to give you some Friday footage. I'm also going to be filming from the morning. I'm going to do a lot of interviews Saturday morning for the DVD, for the complete race of this Saturday. Other than that, man, I enjoy the show. All the races be safe. Y'all travel the highway, man, and keep the big man in y'all, in your heart and everything like that there. And just, keep it gutter. That's it.
All right. Appreciate it, Boomer. Y'all be careful coming down here, man.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Get out.
Tracy, we've got one more hand that came up.
Okay, go ahead.
Alley 353, your mic is open.
Who?
Hey, 622-9353, your mic is open. Tracy, they're not paying attention. It's on you now, Tracy.
Okay, you got all the people find a comment?
Yes.
Okay, man, well, nice show, man. Looks like, man, it should be a good weekend. Hey, we want everybody to come out, man. We're going to try to make action any kind of way we can. We got some big tie action. Like I say, we got a 275 drag rail class going on. We got 7-0. We got 580. And we're giving away Grudge Inc. Texas Baddest Back Half Belt. And we got some nice back-ass callers. Should be a nice show. We're going to see who's going to stand up right now to be Texas Grudge Inc. Baddest Back-Ass Belt. So, plus, we're also giving away trophies for the 5-8 winner, the 7-0 winner, and the Big Time winner. So, hey, should be a good event, man. And we want everybody to tell your friends, tell your family, come out. The weather's going to be nice. Be safe. Have some fun. And keep it grudge, man. Until then, man, we see y'all at the races come Saturday, December the 1st. Tune back in to Grudge Inc. Atomic Dog Talk Show every Tuesday, 7 p.m. If you got a topic or some subject you want to talk about, text me, email me, call me. Let's put it out there, man. The Grudge World needs to know about it. We need to learn from each other. Come on and promote your shows. Hey, man, enjoy it. Everybody take care, and we see you at the races.
Everybody on the floor, when they're out there on the street, when they're out there walking the street.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.